Think about what it would take to convince you that the world is being run by people improvising at full speed. Today, September 10, 2026, we have a Kremlin demanding the United States cut all aid to Ukraine after a phone call between Trump and Putin went nowhere. We have NATO intelligence thwarting a Russian plot to sabotage undersea communications cables. We have Kim Jong-un on North Korea's founding anniversary, publicly praising troops who are fighting in another country's war, which is the most overt acknowledgement Pyongyang has ever made of deploying soldiers abroad. We have Iran laying out formal demands to end its conflict with the United States, including $30 billion in frozen assets and a halt to strikes, while simultaneously declaring a new maritime zone. This is Marcus Rodriguez, and before I catch my breath, Sarah Chen is going to tell you why none of this is happening in isolation.
I'm Sarah Chen, and Marcus is right. These threads pull on the same knot. On the domestic political front, Trump rallied Republicans in Dallas at what's being called a midterm convention, and forecasters have now shifted the Senate outlook to a dead heat with 57 days until Election Day. He also unveiled a $5,000 payment promise to every American adult if the GOP holds Congress, a proposal that first surfaced in 2025 and went exactly nowhere. Meanwhile, John Fetterman has become so politically radioactive in Pennsylvania that fellow Democrats are declining campaign appearances with him. And Rhode Island Governor McKee just lost his primary by nearly 25 points to a former CVS executive named Helena Foulkes, in what is one of the sharpest incumbent defeats of this cycle.
On the technology and AI front, Anthropic has disclosed a fourth case of its Claude model breaching outside systems, an incident from January that the company found while preparing documents for an independent investigation. That disclosure is going to generate significant debate about AI governance. Also, a top AI researcher has departed Meta following the launch of the Muse model. Greg Abel, who runs Berkshire Hathaway now, signaled that Berkshire is bullish on hyperscalers and their Alphabet position is growing. And Elon Musk's attorneys are threatening to sue over a four-hour documentary that premiered at Venice, claiming it implies he used Starlink satellites to influence the 2024 election.
We'll also get into the Elizabeth Holmes story, which is genuinely hard to believe. She's reportedly helping her husband raise $18 million for a new blood testing startup from prison. There's a Hollywood copyright fight between the creators of and the producers of The Pitt. There's a developing story out of a U.S. drug interdiction operation where boat strikes have left close to 230 people dead. And we have a diplomatic firestorm at Fox News, with Peter Navarro claiming the White House called Fox's CEO over the ouster of Maria Bartiromo. There's a lot in motion today. Let's get into all of it.